Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. And this morning we're going to travel over to Appleton Area Health and visit with Dr. William Lee. Good morning, Doctor.
Morning. How are you?
Good. First time on the air with us, I believe, right?
That is correct.
Okay. You'll be a pro after we get done today then. So, hey, before we visit with you, I just want to let everybody know that this coming Saturday, March 30th, is National Doctor Day. And so thank your doctor on the Saturday. You should thank your doctor every day, right, Dr. Lee?
That is correct. I was just motioning to my nurse to make sure and do that on Doctor's Day. So, yeah.
It's a calling, isn't it, to be a doctor?
For some, it is. For some of us, it's just been, you kind of just, I don't say fell into it, but you just kind of found it along your pathway and kind of just went from there.
Right. All right. Well, Dr. Lee, thanks for coming on Wellness Wednesday this morning. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up and your upbringing, your education?
Yeah, I'm originally from a suburb of Des Moines. While I was in Des Moines, as we were just talking, I played a little football and came out and went and played college football at the University of South Dakota for a few years. And at the University of South Dakota, as I was playing football, one of the classes I took for my core curriculum was a human anatomy class, and this was about 2.5 years into school, I really didn't study for the class, but I got a 99%, and I kind of opened my eyes a little bit and realized maybe I should go into the medical profession, and from there I decided I was going to go be a doctor and quit playing football because I needed to get some grades and maintain my grades. So after that, I ended up with a double major and almost a minor in math at South Dakota. And then from there, I went to the University of Iowa and did my med school there. And then after that, I did my residency out in Michigan.
Okay.
And I came back this way because my kids were back this way. My ex-wife is from southern Minnesota, so I came back this way to be dad best decision I ever made.
Yep.
And came out of residency in 2000, so I've been in practice for about 24 years. I'm a general surgeon, so I do a lot of stuff, from gallbladders to appendices to hernias to colon resections to colonoscopies. I also got into doing weight loss surgery back in 2005, so I've been doing weight loss stuff for, I suppose going on 20 years now.
Wow.
I've been a small town surgeon my whole career. I enjoy being in a smaller hospital, a little less politics, a little more freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And I also enjoy the people, the small town population. They're very kind people and appreciative people, so I enjoy that as well.
Okay. So are you a bariatric surgeon then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit, Dr. Lee. That's kind of a big subject now. I just watched Oprah Winfrey's special last Monday night on television about Ozempic and about the cons and pros of that and about how America is overweight. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. That's been part of my journey in weight loss was to kind of understand, what happened. As far as Americans go, how come we got a little heavier over time and what works and what doesn't. And through my research and reading and all that stuff, if you look at 1950, the obesity rate was like 10%. And, if you look back in your family photos and stuff and you see pictures from the 60s and 70s, nobody was heavy. And there's a few things that happened in the 60s and 70s that changed the way people were eating. And now we're at a place, especially in the upper Midwest, the obesity rate's probably 50%.
Wow.
Being overweight's probably 70 or 80%. So it's a significant issue. And when you talk, and it's not just the weight, it's what comes with it. It's the medical issues, the high blood pressure, the cholesterol, the diabetes, the hypertension, cancers. There's a lot of risk of cancer associated with being overweight and being obese. And the interesting thing about all of this is that when you help people get closer to a healthier weight, all of those risk factors and all of those medical problems 90% of the time go away.
Mm.
They're gone. And so it's a pretty rewarding field, but it's also very labor-intensive because I treat it like an addiction, and so you kind of have to keep seeing your patients and taking care of them, especially after surgery. And so I believe my job starts the day after surgery, and because you got to have people keep coming back to keep talking with them, to keep working with them, because surgery's not going to solve all their problems. What people have to do is we have to change our lives. And if you change your life with respect to food, you're going to be successful. And it's not about really taking things away or anything like that. I only take one thing away. And the rest of it's learning to live with it and learn how to manage it. Mm-hmm. And that takes time.
What are the pros and cons of having bariatric surgery, Dr. Lee?
Well, certainly the pro is that, you know, what you want is to lose weight, right? And mm-hmm. then all associated medical problems with it. The cons, you know, every surgery has complications. And so there can be complications with surgery. Luckily, those complication rates usually, and this is kind of all surgeries, is probably 1% or 2%. I think the biggest complication, if you will, would be is that people don't lose weight, meaning they want the surgery to do everything for them, and they think they can still continue to eat McDonald's every day and continue to drink pop and all those things, and they don't lose weight. And that's why I talk about change of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to change your lifestyle, right?
Correct.
Yep, and make.
Yeah. And
go ahead.
It's not about not eating at Thanksgiving or Christmas. It's learning how to manage those days, right?
Right.
I mean, it's about, okay, we're going to go have fun, but maybe I need to go for a walk the next day or what have you. You just need to learn how to manage those days and not do it every day all the time.
Right. And there's a lot of mental, it's a big mental part to that too, isn't there?
Absolutely. That's why I kind of have treated it like an addiction to food. And the problem is that I've recognized over the years is that, you know, in a normal addictive pattern, you know, whether alcohol, drugs, gambling, that kind of thing, there's part of that recovery, so to speak, is out of sight, out of mind. When you're dealing with food, you kind of need food to live.
Yeah.
So you're addicted to something you need, and I believe that is the problem.
Right, right.
And so you have to learn how to deal with, to manage that.
Right. Interesting. That's very interesting. Yeah, so you're at Appleton Area Health. How long have you been there, Dr. Lee?
I've been coming here for, I don't know, a year and a half.
Okay.
Something like that, I believe.
What do you like about working at Appleton Area Health?
Again, it's that small town atmosphere, and you know, the people in the hospital are very kind and nice, and the people of the community have been very appreciative of me being here, and you know, it's more of a family atmosphere versus a corporate atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So that's what I like.
You got any hobbies?
Yeah, I actually live on a hobby farm.
Oh, you do?
And so I have a few animals here running around, and I like to grow things, and you know, fruit trees and berries and gardens and all that stuff. So I like spending time on the hobby farm. I also have 4 boys spread out in the upper Midwest and 3 grandkids, so I'll try to chase them when I can.
That's a good thing to be a grandpa, right?
It is. It's kind of surreal, but yeah. I'm too young for that.
Yeah, that's fine. I feel the same way. Yeah. So, all right. Yeah. So, if people want to talk to you about maybe what we just talked about, how can they do that? How can they get a hold of you?
You can call my office, and the number I can say here is actually my nurse. And you call and talk to Julie, my nurse, and she'll get all the information and everything set up for you guys whenever you want to come see me. Her number, again, her name is Julie, and her number is 320-289-8521.
Okay, real good, Dr. Lee. Well, it's been nice visiting with you, and that was some good information there. So, thank you.
All right, well, I appreciate the time.
Yep, that's Dr. William Lee, doctor at Appleton Area Health, And, hey, remember, it's National Doctors Day this Saturday, March 30th, so make sure you do something nice for your doctor. And that's another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.